On Tuesday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, released startling new data on the incidence of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, in American kids. According to the CDC, over 6 million children between the ages of 4 and 17 have been diagnosed with ADHD. Despite coming on the heels of April's Fool's Day, these numbers are no joke. Over the past 10 years, diagnoses have skyrocketed. 11% of all school-aged children in the U.S. have received an ADHD diagnosis, nearly twice the number seen in 2001. Rates are even higher among older kids, with nearly 20% of high school-age boys having a diagnosis. 1 in 10 adolescent boys is currently taking prescription stimulants like Ritalin or Adderall to treat the condition. The reasons for the startling increase in rates of ADHD among American children are unknown. One possibility is that physicians are becoming more knowledgeable about the condition, enabling them to recognize it in their patients. Perhaps, but one of the problems that doctors face is the lack of clear diagnostic criteria for ADHD. Like other attention or hyperactivity disorders, ADHD is characterized by a diffuse set of symptoms. According to the current version of the American Psychological Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-IV, symptoms of ADHD range from fidgeting, to not listening, to talking excessively, to disliking mentally intensive tasks like schoolwork. But it is rare to find a school-age kid in the U.S. who does not have some, if not all, of these symptoms, as so artfully suggested by the satirical cartoon South Park, an episode from Season 4 entitled Drug-Free Treatment, for those who are interested. Given the subjective nature of these diagnostic criteria, it is likely that the condition is overdiagnosed. If I had been born 30 years later, I too would likely have an attention deficit diagnosis. In fifth grade, I was, quote, a problem child, unquote. I didn't pay attention, didn't complete assignments, didn't remain in my seat, and didn't stay quiet in class. The reason was not that I had ADHD. The reason was that I was bored. The material being presented didn't stimulate me intellectually. Luckily, I had a very astute teacher who recognized this. With my parents' permission, he started giving me more challenging work to do, and my grades and behavior quickly improved. Unfortunately, thanks to decades of budget cuts, teachers nowadays do not have the same opportunities to work with struggling students. An educator dealing with a classroom of 40 or more kids, while also being expected to write individualized student learning outcomes, or SLOs, and also to develop metrics and tools for assessing student achievement, cannot devote the time or effort necessary to figure out why a particular child is failing. Parents may feel similar pressures, so when a kid is struggling in school or acting out in class or at home, frustrated parents and teachers might automatically label the child as ADHD, rather than seek alternative explanations for their behavior. Given the subjective nature of the symptoms, confirmed primarily by talking with parents, teachers, and patients, all of whom have an interest in finding quick and easy answers to complex behavioral problems, it is easy to understand why many doctors feel compelled to prescribe medication. Moreover, some savvy kids may seek a diagnosis and treatment on purpose, given that ADHD drugs are now popular as study aids on high school and college campuses. Therein is one of the biggest problems. Overdiagnosis leads to overmedication. This isn't to say that some kids don't benefit from treatment with drugs like Adderall or Ritalin. Those with severe attention deficit do benefit from treatment, developing the concentration and impulse control necessary to succeed in school and in the workplace. Untreated ADHD can also lead to problems later in life, including alcohol and drug abuse. But for kids with mild ADHD or who are misdiagnosed, pharmaceutical treatment can come with great cost. In their advertisements and promotional materials, drug manufacturers tend to overemphasize the benefits of treatment while downplaying the risks. ADHD drugs can improve concentration and impulse control, but can also have severe side effects, including anxiety, addiction, and psychosis. The CDC's shocking statistics should serve as a warning to us all. Not that we are facing an epidemic of attention deficit disorders in the U.S., but that we are likely facing an epidemic of pathologicization. What is normal childhood behavior has become, for harried parents, teachers, and physicians, a medical condition to be treated with drugs. Increased public awareness and understanding of attention deficit disorders is a good thing, but we shouldn't rush to the pharmacy for some Ritalin every time that Johnny fails a test or Sally talks back.